USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is being recognized for his courageous wartime leadership. On Wednesday, Time magazine named him the 2022 Person of the Year, along with the Spirit of Ukraine. The publication is recognizing the nation's refusal to back down in the face of Russia's invasion. President Zelensky on Politico Wednesday.
I thank you for this award to the Ukrainian people. And I mean it, it is destined to all Ukrainians. Because leaders can be truly influential only when they represent not only themselves, but the common will, common dream, common goal of their people.
Boeing has closed a pretty big chapter in its aircraft building history. They announced Wednesday that they built their very last 747 in its Everett, Washington facility. Production of the 747 jetliner started in 1967. The 747 can carry over 500 passengers in its biggest configuration. Boeing ended up building 1,574 units of the passenger jet. On Tuesday, incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock defeated Herschel Walker in the runoff election for U.S. Senate in Georgia. This was the second U.S. Senate runoff in Georgia in as many years. Roughly 3.5 million people voted in the December 6 runoff, 25% less than the 4.5 million people who voted in the January 5, 2021 runoff. The mostly partisan January 6 committee plans to release its final report on December 21st. The eight-chapter report is a culmination of a year and a half of work by the panel. This all took place without Republican choice for representation, and only Nancy Pelosi-approved lawmakers were allowed. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are still playing hot potato with the budget to keep the U.S. government bankrolled. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has more.
As 2022 comes to a close and Democrats maintain control of the Senate, there are questions about federal budgets for 2023. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford says it's up to the House to keep spending under control.
We were able to get the Budget Control Act just controlling just the House and to be able to actually bring spending down 2 years in a row by only running the House at that point and using our leverage that we have. So we're counting a lot on the House and them stepping up to be able to do this. Put pressure on the Senate on it.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business.
Looks like the power is back in North Carolina after vandals shut up a power station last week.
Duke Energy on Wednesday said it has completed repairs at substations damaged in shootings over the weekend that cut power to thousands in central North Carolina. The energy company says it expects power to be fully restored sometime Wednesday night. Meanwhile, Senator Mark Warner of Virginia is concerned about the vulnerability of our nation's electric grid.
The fact that someone with criminal intent, that's what the FBI has said, could take a couple of pot shots and literally throw a community into darkness for days. It's one of the reasons why we need to make sure our electric grid is a lot more resilient.
He's chair of the Select Committee on Intelligence. From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thank you, Tony. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.